from Lee Rowan's Garden World. Gavin, our gardening guru, how are you?
Hello, I'm very good today. It is a beautiful day.
It's not blowing you away, is it, like it did the other day? It was blowing...
Oh, no, I do. Everybody knows I do not like a lot of wind.
No.
It wasn't a great day at all, Monday. No. And they tell me, looking in the future, that Friday's probably going to be a bit blustery as well.
Oh, boy, yep. Well, the sun is out today, and that's got to be a good thing when you're talking about the garden.
It is beautiful. It is spring, and there's so many new spring arrivals in nurseries at the moment that I thought I'd share a half a dozen of them with you.
I love it. What have you got for us? What's new?
Okay.
What's new?
Let's have a look. There's beautiful calibrachoas. Now, calibrachoas used to be known as million bells. They're like a perennial petunia. Beautiful in hanging baskets, beautiful in window boxes hanging over the edge of a balcony, lovely as a ground cover in the garden. Beautiful colours. They come in yellows, pinks, whites and reds. Really, really nice. All coming into flower at the moment, ready for spring.
Nice.
Another one are the geraniums. Now, geraniums have been missing all winter because it's been so wet, you know, in the lead up to winter. And they, of course, geraniums don't like that. They, when you think of geraniums, you think of little terracotta pots hanging on the side of a building in Italy somewhere. Lovely, hot, dry, full sun. All the geraniums are coming back into the stores again. And again, beautiful in baskets.
Does that impact them, Gavin, when you have a very wet sort of winter period like we've had? Does that impact them for this year?
Oh, yes. For about 3 months afterwards, the growers, of course, most of which are now out west of Sydney, have a very similar problem as what we have. Whereas, you know, you get a lot of that, your week or two of wet weather, and it really does impact them. You tend to find them disappear off the market for quite a few months afterwards till those weather patterns start to change, which they certainly have now.
All right, that's good. Yes.
Another one is a lovely little ground cover that a lot of people don't know, called a bacopa, B-A-C-O-P-A. Comes in pinks, whites and mauves, full sun. Great ground cover if you want something a metre by a metre. Flowers like mad. Again, a lovely one for a hanging basket if you've got something where you want a bit of colour to hang down. A really good one for that. Of course, another one that's coming at the moment, only this week to most stores, are the, well, Argaranthemum, or as you and I would know, the old Federation Day.
Oh, yeah,
now,
yeah.
And, of course, they're doing so many interesting things with these days as far as colour combinations.
Yeah.
You can get pink flowers with frosted white edges and all sorts of weird and wonderful colours.
Very special, yep.
Very, very tough. And all you've got to remember with a lot of these cottage garden things is give them a good hard cut back after they flower. Now, that does two things. It stimulates the plant to reflower, and it also keeps them nice and compact. So it does two things by doing that.
Yeah.
Lavenders and other things you do the same with. You just keep trimming off that bunch of flowers, and, of course, it stimulates it to reflower. So it's always a good idea to do that. Kangaroo paws. Now, that's another one that gets impacted very badly when you get an awful lot of wet weather. And when I say that, I'm talking about new plants.
Yeah.
New plants are much more susceptible to bad weather than what existing ones do. You get a plant that's in the ground for 12 months and it'll sail through a bad period of weather, whereas a young plant that might only been there for 4 to 6 weeks will certainly go backwards when that happens. And that's what we're dealing with little plants in pots. And that's why sometimes after a batch of weather like that, they can disappear off the market. Now, with kangaroo paws, they now do, from Western Australia, they do beautiful blues and mauves. There's the most amazing range of colours. There's even a new green and gold one called Aussie Spirit that it was released about the same time that the Olympic Games started. And it's a beautiful green and real bright or emerald green and gold flower. Very, very pretty. And that one's called Aussie Spirit. And the last one on my list is, of course, good old azaleas. Now, azaleas have been missing from nurseries for almost 6 months. And now they're beautiful. They're in flower. Fabulous thing if you want shade. All you've got to do is make sure you give them a really good mulch, because the one thing azalea roots don't like to do is dry out. So you've got to have a little barrier between all this wind we've been getting and their roots under the ground. And a good mulch is certainly the way to go. So, of course, if you want something beautiful and flowery in the shade especially, that is your go-to plant.
I love it. You've given us some great suggestions, and it's an exciting time with all those spring arrivals, Gavin.
It most certainly is. It's a great time in the nursery. There's lots of colour, lots of reason for people to come in, and lots you can do to the garden at home.
I love it, and we'll talk again next week, Gavin. Thank you.
I shall look forward to it.
Love it. He's our gardening guru. He knows it all. He's great. And there you go, spring arrivals in the nursery. Go and have a look. It might be just right for you to get them into your garden now. And you'll get the best advice if you ever talk to Gavin and the team from Lee Rowan's Garden World.